Welcome to the Coach Jones Podcast.
Oh, what a big three! And Miles Brewster throws it down!
And now for the opening tip.
Welcome to the final edition of the Coach Jones Podcast. Here with my co-host, Jack. How you doing, brother?
Doing very well. Very busy time headed into spring break, as always. But, you know, they're definitely very ready for March. And interesting time all around the world of sports, no exception.
Well, let me say this before you get into that. I loved college, and I miss it dearly. I did not miss the work, so I'm glad I don't have to go through that. But I am looking forward to March. It's a really special time of year.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, I'm sure your guys have been telling you about their workload and classes. How have they been handling that as we get to this interesting juncture?
We're usually pretty good. Right now, we need to really stay on our guys. They've worked really hard. We had a terrific GPA last semester. It's gone up and up every semester, but it's been a very challenging start, so we need to finish strong.
Absolutely. And so getting into the basketball side of things, I believe I asked you this first episode of the podcast, but a lot has happened since then, so I'll ask it again. When you first saw these group of guys play in their first practice, their first couple scrimmages, and you imagined how are these guys going to be in March, how are they now compared to where you thought they might be?
Yeah, I have to say this, closer than we were 3 weeks ago, to be honest with you. We are moving in and tearing, obviously, in the right direction. I think the one thing is we got great leadership from Miles Brewster right from the start. And I always thought that gave us a chance to have success when you have great leadership and guys like Anthony Morales and even guys like Malcolm Chemise and Andrew Patinode, even though they're injured, they played a part. And I just think the buy-in has been really significant. And so when you have those things, you have a talented group, it's just a matter of time before things start to move your way. Obviously, we went through a really tough stretch to start the league season, but we're playing better and looking forward to this last game against Holy Cross in the playoffs.
Absolutely. There was some doubt, some uncertainty going into this season. How would you say the guys handled that throughout the year?
Yeah, I mean, it was rough, you know, when you lose 4 to 5 starters. You know, you could probably pencil Miles in as the fifth starter last year, but he played a much lesser role. And so when you lose that much and you're bringing in, you know, really 6 new players, and then guys like Otto, who was a role player, and guys like Ben Roy, who didn't play at all, and guys like Nico, who didn't play at all either. When you bring in, you know, 6 new guys in, and then you have 3 or 4 that didn't play much, and no one played a really major role in terms of scoring, you knew it was going to be very challenging for everything to come together, because everybody was kind of going through it for the first time together. And I think the staff's done a great job. My assistants have done a great job, I should say, of keeping the guys positive and working through those tough times. And again, we're starting to play good basketball now.
Absolutely. And with that, you mentioned a lot of new guys. Were there any individuals or even combinations of players that surprised you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. We played a lot of guys, and we played a lot of guys for the reason being we didn't know what we had, and we wanted to give guys a chance to show what they could do. You know, I think Miles Brewster has been he was up and down for a good portion. His ups were really, really high, and his downs were down, but he's been very consistent. Kai started out great and then went through a span of a month where he struggled, but he's been great. Ethan's been much better as of late. You know, he's really playing with a lot of confidence. I think Otto and Nico have been I think Nico has been probably pretty consistent in terms of what he's brought to the table. Some days he scored a little bit better than others. You know, Otto's been a little up and down, but obviously he's a very, very talented kid himself and has had some good moments, but playing really well lately. I think Ben Roy's been very consistent with what he brings to the table every night, and he's really improved as a defensive player. Oh, my goodness, he's arguably one of our best defensive players now, and that came out of nowhere. He had struggled to guard last year, but he's really, really guarding well. And Mike McNair has had some great flashes. Ben Palacio has had some flashes. Spencer Joyner is out right now with a concussion. And then Morales, I think that's been the X factor for us in terms of just his ability to hopefully stay healthy here down the stretch. When he's clicking and our team is playing well as a group, we're a tough out.
Absolutely. And you mentioned a couple guys battling injuries.
The only one I didn't mention was my man, Matai Baptiste, and he has really improved defensively, and he's really playing much, much harder and much more force and giving us some great minutes. Matai's been really good.
Absolutely. And you mentioned some guys battling injuries throughout the season. How difficult was that to manage in terms of you coaching for different lineups? Sorry, I believe you started Matai for a couple of games due to Morales being out, earlier. So yeah. How did the team handle that? How did you handle that as the coach?
It was probably more difficult for them than for me because some guys had to come out of the starting lineup. A guy like Morales has never started. And he's obviously one of the more talented players we have. And so it was probably harder for them to kind of adjust. I've been doing this for so long now, I don't really, I think that kind of comes with the territory. You're going to get injured. You're going to get banged up. You're going to have to make some adjustments. And I'm ready for that mentally. So that wasn't overly difficult. But I think for a player, it's harder to go through that and come out of the starting lineup. And now you're starting. Now you're playing a lot of minutes. Now you're not. I think those things are really tough. And I think our players did an awesome job at handling that all year.
Absolutely. And I know you mentioned you have a lot of experience. These past couple of years, it's been a lot more veteran-centric with guys like Walter White, guys like Javonte. What was your biggest takeaway from the season up until this point as a coach with the roster being so different?
Yeah. It definitely was a much more challenging year for me than ever before because, what you don't know, and with that comes a lot of anxiety when you're going into battle because you're not sure. And the only thing that's going to change that is experience and the guys getting experience and me watching and kind of seeing what we can do and what we got to get better at. And that takes time, and so one of the major things we had to do is really change our offensive philosophy. I think that was the thing that I think has really catapulted us having more success. It didn't happen immediately, but I just liked the way we were playing once we changed kind of our mindset and what we were trying to do. And we just went to a team that played a little bit more smash-mouth basketball, just tried to get the ball into the paint a little bit more, try to give up a good one for a great one. And then, lo and behold, you start to play better, you start to shoot the ball better, you start playing with more confidence. And now, as I said, we're a very good team.
Let's take a timeout.
All right, moving on to more recently, a great February, right? Ending on that 4-game win streak. Was there anything in particular that changed after the Valentine's Day game against Army to get this team to heat up like they have?
Well, I think the one thing I'd say is probably the Colgate game might have been the turning point in the year because I thought in that game we had to scrap and claw and fight, and then it's a one-point game with 4 minutes to go. And then they did what Colgate's been able to do, and that is make winning plays. And so to get to that moment and be in that position was huge for us because we were down, I think, 8 or 9 and came all the way back. And so I think that gave us a lot of confidence. The Army game was a little bit of a hiccup. We got outplayed. Honestly, we got outplayed. They were much more physical than we were. And I thought we didn't overstate it. We just kind of went through it and understood that we weren't really ready. And I thought we grew a lot from those two experiences. And you could see that things were moving in the right direction. We just didn't have it that night against Army, but things were moving in the right direction. And obviously we the two overtime wins. And I think that doesn't happen unless you're tough. You have got to be tough mentally and physically in order to win overtime games and be able to make big shots and big moments. And that's what we've started to do now.
Absolutely. You mentioned those two overtime wins. Miles Brewster with great plays in a lot of these close situations, right? The the pass to Okosa against Lehigh, the two free throws in the earlier game also against Lehigh. What has his veteran presence meant in these high-pressure situations?
That's a great question. I think that's one of growth. A lot of trial and error in practice. You know, we play a lot of two-minute games, four-minute games. We talk through it constantly, probably more than any team I've had, which I think has really helped us just because we had no experience playing in close games. So we just had to really hone in on that. And our guys have really stepped up. You could tell we're really comfortable in those situations. We're making our foul shots now. And those are the traits of a good team. I think the other thing that I think is important to note was that we were playing better offensively, but our defense was slipping. And I thought in the second half against Lehigh, we were outstanding. Even though we were tired, we really gutted that game out. That was a real quality character win.
Absolutely. And another quality character moment against Loyola Maryland, right? Being able to lock in after the end of regulation was so chaotic, right? The logo range heave to put it into overtime, you know. Yeah, what does it say about this team that you guys were able to really lock in for that extra period when they were so fired up?
Yeah, that's a major character win as well. You know, you tip your hat when a guy makes a shot like that. It's basketball. You know, you pretty much have seen it all, especially in the Case gym. You know, there's nothing I think I haven't seen. You know, in terms of stuff like that, we've made a ton of those shots. Teams have in those moments, you know, but as you said, to come back and gut it out. And actually, you know, we gave up a 3-point play. We're up two. We give up a 3-point play to put them up one. And then to come back and really if you watch that possession, you know, was kind of we were kind of going to Miles. He didn't have an angle. He threw it to Ben. Ben threw it back to Miles, and then Miles just reversed it to Ant, and we got into a step-up ball screen, and Ant made an unbelievable play. It just showed a lot of trust overall. We didn't panic. We just kept playing, and we were able to make a big play. And if you're going to have a great season, you're going to have to make big plays like that.
Absolutely, and how promising are those character wins, especially, right, going into the playoffs, you know, with that potential for a home quarterfinal game?
Well, I think the thing that you have to do is you have to kind of prove to yourself that you're capable of winning three games in a row. You know, to get into that moment where the playoffs start and to never have done that, I think that's difficult. You know, you're going one game at a time, but I think in the back of your head, you've never done it before. And so now that we've done it and you know, Army got us twice, you know, Colgate got us twice, you know, Holy Cross beat us the first time, but we've beaten everybody else. And then we've gone on a run. I think we've won five out of the last six, which is huge. And so, you know, I think that gives you a lot of confidence that you can be in the moment and get it done. And I think you have to have that, you know, everything's going to be on the line, you know, really starting tomorrow, because tomorrow's a huge game in terms of where we want to be in our seeding. You know, they beat us the first time. They are a rival. And so it's a big game for us. And, you know, we had to treat that, and our guys have, like, it's a playoff game. And then we'll get into the playoffs on Thursday and be ready to go. But, you know, everything's on the line right now. And to be able to perform at the highest level when everything's on the line, you've got to have the experience and the confidence that you can perform.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing that I see right now that we've broken through.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking more specifically at that Holy Cross game, what are you looking to adjust in terms of the last matchup in Worcester?
First of all, Kenny was just outstanding. I mean, you got to tip your hat. He dominated the game, especially in the second half with his athleticism. So we've got to be ready for his ability to block shots. I thought we just made some real – I thought we struggled in some individual matchups where they were able to get the best of us. I thought personnel-wise, we could have been more locked in on certain guys that can do certain things, so we have to be a little more locked in. And I think we just have to, you know, they play a certain style. We've got to be tuned into how we play and play our style. We can't get caught up in kind of playing the way that they play. And so it'll be a test of two different styles of play, and two different mindsets. But both teams are playing with a lot of toughness. And, you know, I think they are really led by the kid Kenny. I think he's the heartbeat of their team. And he gives them a lot of confidence, especially when he's blocking shots.
100%. And, you know, looking at the previous matchup relatively close, how much does these two overtime wins give you confidence that you guys will be able to, you know, play well down the stretch in this senior day matchup?
Yeah. I think certainly winning breeds winning. Winning breeds, a confidence. And I think our guys are excited about the challenge of playing against a team that beat us earlier, you know, and I think we're excited for the opportunity to play.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking to the playoffs, in your experience, all other things being equal in terms of seeding and matchups, what would you say is the difference between a team like this one that is going into the playoffs on a 4, hopefully 5 game win streak and a team that, say, was a little more back and forth in terms of wins and losses at the end of the season for the playoffs?
I think the whole thing is to have momentum, you know, and to get feeling good, you know, and basketball is so much about confidence, you know, and our guys right now we have momentum, we're feeling good, and we have some confidence. And when you have that, great things happen. I feel good about that. I'd be really concerned kind of going into this time of year if we weren't playing the way that we're playing. And you have to, I think winning is a major point. I think you can play well and lose, but this time of year you want to be playing well and winning just because you're going to be getting into those moments where you don't want that self-doubt to creep in.
100%. And the seeding as well, right? We're looking at the standings, you know, definitely a big chance at that top 4 seed. How important is the Case Gym environment for the playoffs?
It's great. You know, they've done a great job here. Leo, his staff, Nafisa, Drew, our athletic director, has kind of emphasized trying to build a home court. And that place gets loud and gets going, and our guys really feed off that. So the ability to play as many games in that gym as we can, we'd love to see that. So that's why, you know, this is a big one for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking back at this season, what do you think in the future, what do you think you're going to miss most about this squad?
Well, hopefully we'll have most of the guys back. I think I'll start with the two managers. Jules was just outstanding. You know, just a great, unbelievable commitment to our team and to the program. And she was with us for 4 years. And then my guy Grayson, who I think really spearheaded being a manager, is cool. You know, we end up getting when he first got here, we ended up getting, I think, 5 or 6 managers, and they had a whole vibe, a whole energy about them and whole spirit about them. And that really, I think, really helped our culture. When you walk in the gym and just the energy and vibe was just outstanding. And I thought Grayson brought so much of that, to the table. Andrew Patnode has been just unbelievable. He's injured this year, but what a fantastic person. I think it speaks volumes when you're on a basketball team, whether you're a walk-on or a scholarship player, and you go for 4 years and you stay committed to that. And he was a guy, obviously he didn't play a ton of minutes on the court, but he was a huge part of our program. And, you know, he's someone we're going to miss dearly. Just a guy that just gave of himself and just a terrific person to be around. You know, he's a guy that you just know he's going to have success and happiness in his life because it's just the way he approaches things. And then our guy, Evan, Evan was someone that was a manager and then became a walk-on this year. And we weren't sure if we were going to have the space for him. And thank goodness that we did. I mean, he has really, really impacted and has helped him and Sut, their energy with our team every day, you know, their joy to play. It rubs off on everyone, you know. And when you're in there and, you know, you've had, you know, 3 road games in a row and now you're going to practice and you don't play for 2 games and 2 days. And how's that practice going to be? You need some guys in there that are excited to be in there. I don't know if our guys were always excited to be in there in those types of moments, but having Ryan and Evan has really, really helped, because those guys are really excited to be there every day and to compete. And both guys, you know, have gotten so much better. I mean, Evan has really improved a ton. I told him the other day, man, I wish we could have him back for another year. He really did a sensational job.
100%. Yeah, you mentioned a lot of these.
And I didn't mention, I didn't talk about Miles and Ant, but, you know, we'll be talking a lot about those two and what they brought to the table. Just great leaders and terrific, talented players that have left a long impact. And I think their value will show more next year and in the future because of the way they were. You know, like I said, like Ant was banged up most of the year, you know, came off the bench, never complained, played 3 different positions, played the center spot, the 4 spot, the 3, wherever we put him, he tried to perform. Just outstanding. I just thought he grew and developed a ton. And then Miles, you know, any success that we have, you can definitely see the impact of Miles's presence on our team and how you handle yourself and how you work every day, and really just trying to win. I think that's the cool thing about both Ant and Miles. It was less about their individual success and more about us winning.
Absolutely. And with all those guys going into their senior days, right, obviously a lot of emotions that come with that. How are they feeling going into this one?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm sure it's, you know, it's going to be an emotional game. They know their career is not over because we're going to play a playoff game. And, you know, and hopefully we'll get a chance to play back in Case. But when you're thinking about that, I'm sure it's rather emotional. And you got to be able to put that aside and perform and you know, and we need to talk about that and kind of go through that mentally to help them process that and be able to play at their best. Because I've seen it kind of backfire on guys where, you know, you're emotionally, you're kind of detached from the game because you're too caught up in that feeling. You know, but I have all the confidence in the world that those guys will be able to handle that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you mentioned, you know, guys like Miles and having impact after, right, they've gone. Can you touch on with the alumni of this program, how they impact the guys who are currently playing, how they impact the program as a whole?
Well, I think a lot of guys, first of all, I think they have their own relationships. I think, you know, guys like Walt and Jonas and Javante and Suk, when I talk to them, they watch all the games. You know, Suk's overseas, Walt's in Belgium. They're watching all the games. They're commenting to the current players, you know, texting each other. And, you know, we got guys like Justin Austin that was still talks to Otto. And Justin graduated, I think, in like 2017. You know, I think that when you're in a successful program, those are the things that happen kind of behind the scenes that you're not even aware of that's going on. So we have a really cool thing going on. And then we have a great event coming up in July where we're going to honor Pat Chambers. And he's the former coach before I got the job, and he was here for 2 years. He won the 2011 championship. We're going to bring him back and bring his teams back and then bring our 2014 regular season championship team back, and hopefully we'll have all, you know, a lot of the guys that have played for me come back to celebrate. So, you know, obviously our past is a huge part of who we are today.
Absolutely, and, you know, looking to the future of this team, you mentioned, you know, a lot of returners. Just how excited are you for the future of this program when you got so many guys doing as well as they have been this season, looking forward?
I'll tell you what I'm most excited about. I'm most excited about the potential and the work. And first I'll start with this, like the work that has to go into us becoming a championship team, whether it's this year or next year, or both years. But the work that needs to go into this, you know, and guys, some guys got to get stronger. Some guys got to work on their skill. Some guys got to come back mentally tougher, you know. And so I'm excited about that. I mean, I'd love to see – I remember watching Javante, and every year he got better. And then I remember him coming in to his last year here and us working out in the fall. And I was like, oh, goodness. He had gotten so much better. Suk was the same way. He came back for his last year. And I remember like 2 weeks into working out, I'm like, oh, God, he's a beast. You know, he's gotten so much better. That's what excites me, you know, the potential and the work that hopefully guys will put in to become, you know, the players they're capable of becoming. And there was a lot of guys and a lot of – there's a lot of room for improvement with this group. But we're going to have to improve. There are a lot of young teams in our league, and it's going to come down to who's going to put the work in, because there are a lot of good teams in our league. We can't just think because we have everybody coming back, we're going to have success. We're going to have to put the time in.
Let's take a look at the road ahead.
All right, so just one last look. Good luck. You know, doubleheader coming up against Holy Cross tomorrow for the regular season finale for you guys. And, you know, good luck on that. Good luck on the rest of the postseason. I know I'll be watching. I know we'll all be cheering you on. We're really excited for this team, Coach.
Yeah, it should be a great, great day to celebrate, you know, our eldest statesman in the program. Hopefully you'll have a great game, great performance, and get ready for the playoffs. But I just want to tell you, I appreciate you being my co-host, and appreciate everybody listening.
Yeah, I've really appreciated being on here with you, Coach, throughout the season. Bittersweet, but that's just about all we have for this season of the Coach Jones Podcast. If you want to really listen to this or any of our previous broadcasts, you can go to goterriers.com/listen.
For tickets to upcoming BU athletic events, visit goterriers.com/tickets.